another episode of Factor Stats. This week, I got somebody that, when I say same wavelength of thinking, we are literally on the same wavelength of thinking. Somebody that's been helping me with something else that I'm working on. I love everything this guy get into. Somebody I truly love talking to. If it's a fast second conversation, I feel like it's gonna be some wisdom drop. So I had to get him on here. My guy, Dylan Hughes. What's up, Dylan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate you having me on here. I've been doing a little binging of the Facts and Stats catalog, and man, like, this is a really good podcast, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, man, I'm just happy you to come on. I'm glad you've been listening. Wrote me a little bit about it, and you know, I value everything. So Dylan, introduce the people to yourself, man. I don't want to give too much away. I want you to speak about you, since you know you better than anybody.
Yeah. So first of all, me and JD met at IUPUI, and I think pretty much a good amount of the people that have been on this podcast are all in our group. So great group of guys, and very impactful on the stuff I do. Just we're a great support system for each other, no matter what. Absolutely. So that's always something that I appreciate. But I graduated from IUPUI last year, and I've been writing for a long time, but more recently I wrote about sports for a long time, and I kind of just realized eventually that I wasn't as interested in it as I once was. So I started kind of shifting around, trying to find something I was more interested in. And, you know, I went through some stuff last year, which I'll probably go into more detail later on. And, you know, I went through some stuff, and I kind of got to a really low point in my life where I just kind of lacked some identity. And I was just, I had a, you know, a significant part of 2020, I was just really down. So I kind of hit a rock bottom, so to speak. And I really got obsessed with this, the stuff we're going to talk about today, with happiness and kind of discovering who you are. And I, you know, I ended up writing a book about a lot of it, and I've been writing ever since more about it, because I just want to keep, you know, showing people how to get over some of these issues and become the best version of yourself. So again, happy to be able to come here to another platform and be able to share some of that stuff.
Absolutely. And real quick, Dylan, drop the name of your book. Hopefully listeners go out and get it. Definitely a great book. Haven't heard one bad review about it.
Yeah, so it's called From One Young Soul to Another. You can just search it up on YouTube and Amazon. Search it up on Amazon and shouldn't have an issue finding it.
Now, as you all know, I like to drop quotes or something that I found interesting, which usually are facts supported by stats. One of the things going into this episode, which I've been talking a lot about on all my social medias, is the power of your mind. The way that we think goes so far, because it leads into our actions. And we really manifest everything that we do every day with a simple thought. And so I was like, man, I know it's a word or a phrase to describe this. And of course, it's called the law of attraction, which is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on. The law of attraction uses the power of the mind to translate whatever it is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. So therefore, it is true what you think usually happens, and it usually dictates how you feel. And one more quote I want to use is by the late, great Nipsey Hussle. I was watching a video, and Nipsey said, first thing to do is remove all doubt. The way you remove all doubt is by setting a plan. Then you work on whatever it is that you send yourself upon. And you believe it'll work because you have a plan in place. And because you believe it'll work, you will have faith in what you're doing. Therefore, exactly what you're thinking just may end up eventually manifesting itself just by your faith and you willing it to happen just by simply thinking positive about it. Because usually when we go into things, we know what we want to do, but we don't know how to get there. We don't really know anything outside of what we want to do. And because we don't have anything set in place, we get to a place where we just start thinking negative. And once you start thinking negative and down yourself, you doubting everything that you want to achieve in that same matter. So, being somebody that used to think negative about pretty much everything, I stated before, when I met new people, I wanted to find the negative things about them. Just for the simple fact that it couldn't be used against me. I didn't care about none of the good. I wanted to know what was the worst. And as I started thinking more positive about when I meet people, I realized I attracted a lot more good people in my life. I've been in better environments, better situations. And I never thought it had nothing to do with just about how I was thinking. But literally, that's where it all started. Just me thinking, I want to separate myself from negativity. And the floodgates was open. And it's literally one of the things that you think of as impossible just based off the situation you be in. But it was once impossible to run a mile in 4 minutes. They called it the 4 minute barrier. Then one day it happened. In 1954, I think his name was David Bannister. And as soon as he did it, I believe 64 days later, somebody else did it in Ireland. Why? Because it became possible. It takes one person to turn the impossible to a possible, and everybody else started to believe they could do it. It's been done by 1,400 athletes, including high schoolers, since then. But it was once known as the 4 minute barrier. Now, Dylan, I want to ask you, how did changing your thinking from negative to positive affect you, and in what areas?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about, you know, my experience with negative thinking, because, you know, you said that you've done so. And so last year, I guess this is where I can kind of start laying the foundation. So last year, you know, we graduated, and because of COVID and all that, and journalism already being a tough field to enter, we weren't going to have jobs, or we were going to have a tough time entering the field. So, you know, I worked at the job I was working at through college, and I was fine with it. Like, I kind of just accepted that that was going to be how it was going to be. And that wasn't really a big deal for me. But so I started liking this girl I worked with. And over, I don't want to go into too much detail, but over time, you know, I realized that this girl was just not that interested in me. And for the first time in my life, like, I never had a problem being rejected by a girl, but for some reason, this girl just did something different to me. And it kind of sent me into a tailspin mentally, where I was just stuck in my mind all day, like, so fixated on this. And like, so it was just, there was a lot of fear driven thoughts where I was just worried about, you know, what was going to happen because this girl wasn't with me. Started questioning my identity. And I mean, I just was going through the motions for weeks and months where I was just really down because, you know, this girl wasn't interested in me. And I just, again, I got to that breaking point where I'm like, man, I can't live like this. Like, this negative mindset that I'm in, it's getting me absolutely nowhere. If it either I'm sitting on the same place that I've been, or I'm moving down even. And it's like, this is not who I've been. Like, this is something I need to change. So I slowly started working out of that and started kind of trying to be more positive. And even after months of being like that, I still had bad days. And until recently, I really just started looking at things a lot differently. I'm like, where I was just completely, I was filling my mind with like only positivity. And I literally can't remember the last time I've had a bad day, because, you know, everyone has bad moments and bad things that happen to them. But, and I'm sure you've heard this before, but there was a quote that's like, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. And that is 100% true, that there are so many things thrown at you on a day-to-day basis. And again, what you talked about in your intro is what we think about is what comes to us. So if you see something that's bad that happens to you and you think, oh yeah, this sucks. Like I'm really upset that this happened to me. I'm going to throw a little bit of a pity party for myself. Like you're not going to dig yourself out that way. You're just going to end up attracting more bad things. And the more you do that, the more it builds up. And then you start saying, oh man, I just have terrible luck. You know, I've had so many bad days. And again, it becomes a snowball of negativity building up and building up, because whatever your mind thinks, that's what it's going to attract. Your mind is a magnet. And if your mind is filled with this black gunk of negativity, then the only way for you to get rid of that is for you to start filling it with some shine, you know, some sunshine.
Got to see the light. And
yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I have a good example of this, because again, everyone has, you know, little bad things that like annoy them. And I used to let the small things really annoy me. Like I was at work a few weeks ago and it was just one of those mornings. Like I was kind of dropping stuff and like people were getting in my way and bothering me. And I used to let that stuff just get to me so much. And I would end up being in a bad mood all day because some stupid little things happened a few hours ago, you know, but I was able to consciously look at my situation and be like, you know, this, all that stuff that I'm upset about is in the past. Like, so what that I dropped some stuff and people got my way? It's fine. Like, I'm choosing to have a good day now. And the rest of the day was great. And, you know, the next morning there may have been something bad that happened too. And I said, I'm choosing to have a great day. And I had a great day. And again, I don't really look at things like they're bad things happening to me now. It's just a little curveball that life's throwing to you to test you. And the more you're able to knock those curveballs out of the park and say, I don't care about that. Like, I'm choosing to be positive today. The happier you're going to be. And not only the happier you're going to be, but you're also, again, just as your mind attracts negative things when you're thinking negatively, you start thinking positively. And all of a sudden, those good breaks start coming your way. You wake up and, oh, maybe you found a $20 bill on the sidewalk, or, you know, something random like that.
Something random, but it changes everything.
Exactly. And like, it's just the universe basically rewarding you for being positive. And seriously, like if you're listening to this and you have never tried this, just start being 100% positive no matter what. Even if something bad happens, look at it from a positive angle. And, you know, over the following days or weeks, you're going to eventually start to see a bunch of small little, you know, good things happen to you just because you're thinking that way.
Absolutely. A lot of times what we put out is exactly what we get back. You can't just think you're going to receive blessings and this abundance of happiness when all you're doing is walking around miserable. When you're walking around thinking everything's going to go wrong, everything will go wrong because you already gave it life. I swear, I never used to think like, man, me saying it's going to happen or thinking this way is going to lead to it. But then it literally did for almost, I don't even know how long. I was just like, man, nature taking its course. It was going to happen whether I thought it or not. But then once I start just filling myself with nothing but positive vibes, finding positive energy, positive people, I start receiving more positivity. A lot of times the negativity comes when you expect it to. And I just be thinking like, this is how your life is going to go, because you thinking too negative. And in every negative thing and positive, you learn more about yourself. I don't care what it is. And that's the positive of the situation. Regardless of what it is you go through, you're going to learn something about yourself. It can be the worst situation in the world, but I discovered some things about me. Like, I talk about it all the time, with all the deaths that I encountered, me being depressed multiple times, battling depression for almost 2 years without even knowing I was depressed. I learned so much about myself in the worst moments of my life. I learned I'm actually strong, and I know how I deal with trauma. I act as if nothing's going on, and I try to keep chugging, or I fall into a deep place that is so dark that only thing I know of is filling the rest around me with darkness. And this is what happens, because I was already thinking negatively. I've attracted more negativity. But you kind of answered this next question when I said, when did you begin to change your thinking? You kind of led into that, which is, it's interesting, because it's due to me changing my thinking during this pandemic that I fell back into some negative things. But now, obviously, I've got out of that place. I say a couple months after graduation, I was just thinking, like, I started battling depression, knowing that I'm on the brink of being depressed. So every day I'm waking up thinking negative about it. Like, bruh, I ain't got time to be fighting this feeling right now. I just don't. And just thinking like that versus thinking, no matter what's going on, I get through it. It started bothering me just knowing, bruh, I might just be back in this place after going so long with doing so good. I just might be back somewhere I don't want to be. And as soon as I started thinking, it was just one day. I say I was positive for a whole day, knowing I had something big about to happen. So that day I got more positivity. I set up some plans and stuff. About a week later, the plans that I set ended up happening. And I said, okay, all right, I'm starting to get my mojo back. Not long afterwards, because I already done set and plan something, I start just finding myself in more positive situations, finding still who I never had to revert all the way back, because my foundation stayed the same. I gotta keep chugging. It was just during the initial start of my journey, I was like, bruh, I found myself falling, but I didn't let myself get there. And just staying true to who I am, I was able to refrain all the negative thoughts that could have potentially happened, just by saying, I know I'm gonna get through it. I just not really trying to go through it. Know what I'm saying? And so much had changed, man. And it's crazy that around the same time I was going through, man, you was having a similar situation. But, you know, that's why I said we be on the same wavelength. Different situations, but we be going on the same wavelength. That's why when you came out and you talked about it, man, I was so happy. I remember I wrote, I'm like, bro, not many people can do what you just did and be as open and honest about it, because not many people want to put out themselves where it was a bad situation, because they harness and focus on all the negative comments and negative feedback they get. They don't think about how it helps somebody. They don't go into it thinking, how can I help somebody? How can this negative situation turn to a positive for somebody else? And see, when you did that, I don't know if that's what you had in mind when you first initially started doing it, but I know after I finished reading it, I was like, man, it's right on time for so many people. It's right on time. Because as you know, the people that we talk, that's in our group, man, we all be having our own different situations. And to see the so many just come out like, yeah, same situation. Wow, you really hit me. When I was reading, I'm like, damn. Dylan on to something right here. He on to something.
Yeah, I think a small reason that I wanted to write the book was because I wanted to just lay it out for myself. Like, okay, the past few months have been, I mean, it's just been jam packed full of lessons. And like, I felt like in, 6 months last year, I learned more about myself than I had like the previous 6 years. Like, it was just so much coming all at once. And I kind of wanted to just lay it out for myself and almost have a physical, like tangible evidence of like, man, this is everything that I just went through and everything I learned from it. But I also got to a point where I was like, I was past all that negativity. So I'm like, man, like I was able to overcome this. Why should I hold all this knowledge for myself when there's someone out there that could need this? And again, I didn't really care how many copies it sold. And, I'm thankful to have a ton of support around me where I was able to sell. I mean, not a ton, but I was, everyone that around me that loves me and supports me, bought a copy. And so I appreciated that. But all I really hoped for was one person that could read that and be able to take at least just one thing out of it and be able to help themselves. And again, that's why I've continued talking about this stuff, because I think I'm almost obsessed with it now, because the more I live my own life, the more I realize we create everything we have, right? And that's the bad stuff and the good stuff. When I got to that really low point, I looked back and I'm like, all of this suffering I've been going through was my own creation. Like, yeah, there was other people involved. There was other factors involved, but I let all that stuff get to me. And that's why I got so down. It wasn't because they were in complete control of my mind state and all that. Like, yeah, they definitely influenced the way I was thinking, but ultimately, and this is a good piggyback off of your choices podcast about how, you hold yourself accountable. That's the end of the line. Like, mm-hmm. Everything that happens to you is because you accepted it or you didn't accept it. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And I accepted all that negativity and suffering. Like, I put myself there and I wanted to show people, and I still want to show people that, if you're in a really bad place, like, you may have put yourself there and there's some things you could do to not get there again. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, all that stuff's behind you. Like, here's some tools to build yourself out of this and to build yourself to the point where you're never going to go through this again. And the next time you have a really tough challenge, you have so much more knowledge and so much more strength where you're going to be able to handle it so much easier. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you were able to learn from it. And I didn't know that you were going through something that time. So that's interesting to hear about. But, you know, I think being vulnerable is something that we kind of owe each other as fellow humans, because we all go through the same stuff. Like, no matter our backgrounds, no matter who we are, no matter how much money we have, like, we all go through bad times. And if you're able to show someone else, like, hey, like, we're human, we all go through the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel you. I understand why why you're sad or upset, but hey, like, I got through it. You can too. And here, any way I can help you get through it, you know, please let me know. And yeah. I'm going to tell you everything I know to help you get through this.
Yeah, because it is definitely a situation where you don't have to go through it alone. I just think like you said, we got to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, because that is when you can truly openly receive the help that you need. You got to allow yourself to be vulnerable, because for one, anybody that truly care about you is not coming to you to be negative. It is more than likely going to be what you need to hear. And sometimes, because you don't want to hear, you're going into something with a negative mindset. So you already turned against what the person is saying or who it's coming from. Because a lot of times, even now, if I know it's a negative person trying to help me, I'm turned away from whatever they're saying. I don't even want to engage just because I know it's a negative person. And it be a lot of times negative people or negative thinking people say some very valuable stuff. It's just naturally I don't want to receive it because I feel like this is how you are. Which reveals to me that I gotta detach the words and lessons from a person. Because most of our lessons come from people that we either don't talk to anymore or was a temporary thing in our life, like a small encounter with a stranger. I was walking home from work one day, right? Having a great day. And you know I'm talkative, especially when I'm happy. So I just see a random person. I'm like, cool tattoos. Start talking about that. Never did I think me and this person would exchange phone numbers and have conversations regularly to the extent where I had a paper due and used them as one of my sources just because one small moment of me being in a positive state of mind. And it was just none but, every time me and this person talk, it's none but positivity. I was like, bruh, you don't really find that often, because approaching a stranger or you and a stranger walking by each other, you're going to act as if you're strangers. I say, hey, cool tattoos. First comment I get back, same to you. Okay. Well, who did yours? What's the inspiration behind it? Turned into a long form conversation. I'm like, wow. And it is truly just putting out a positive statement, receiving it back, which is, it don't cost nothing. I feel like people feel like you would be going out your way being positive to somebody. It's nothing wrong with complimenting a stranger. You are strangers with most of your friends until you talk to them. I don't really get that. Like, I don't got to know a person to show a little bit of love or show some support, because I don't want to sit here and be negative towards whatever anybody got going on. You could be the straw that break the camel's back if you talking to somebody who really deals with a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? But What are some suggestions that you would say you have to remain positive? As you stated before, we all have our days that we go through stuff. What are some things that you suggest we do?
Well, I think the most important thing, and this is something that is a very deep topic, and like, I mean, I could talk about this for probably 3 hours because there's really so much to it. And this is why I recommend reading books on this stuff, because that's one of the best places I've gotten knowledge is reading books. I mean, again, like I think books are the greatest resource we have out there, because, you know, these are, again, these are fellow humans that have gone through the same stuff as us. Mm-hmm. And they have very valuable things to say. So listen, you know, like if you're in a bad place, don't be afraid to turn to those people for, you know, for knowledge and comfort. And one of the books that really changed me was called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was a psychologist or he has some sort of background like that, where he studies the mind. And the whole book is basically about separating yourself from your thoughts. And I think the root of a lot of people's suffering, or if not everyone's suffering, is that they think what they think about is completely representing who they are. Mm-hmm. And I mean, again, like we have a lot of negative things that pop in our mind. We have a lot of judgments of people that pop in our mind. And a lot of the times we just kind of go with those things. We think, well, I thought this, so this must be it. Mm-hmm. And I think the point that things really changed for me was after reading this book and recognizing that what I'm saying is just a thought in my mind. It's not, if I sit there and think about it, you know, I'm probably not going to agree with a lot of the stuff that comes into my mind. It's just your ego kind of making noise, and the stuff that you allow to stick, again, like this goes back to the positive, negative thing, like the things that you allow to stick, that's what's going to continue to come back. But you don't have to address all of these thoughts as 100% truth. So again, if you are having a bad situation and you're starting to think negatively, really sit down and stop everything you're doing and just think, like, are these thoughts really representing how I feel right now? And sometimes they will, and that's okay, but like move on from it. And there's going to be other points where, you know, there's just all these negative thoughts that flood your mind, and you just have to consciously recognize that they're there, but also recognize, I don't agree with that. I'm not going to allow myself to think this way, and start thinking positively. So I think the, you know, recognizing your thoughts and really addressing them for what they are is the first step. Because again, I mean, this whole discussion is about the mind, and the thoughts we have are what power us. So
true.
If we have negative thoughts, we're going to push ourselves to a negative place. If we have positive thoughts, we're going to push ourselves to a positive place. And
now back to it. Had to take a brief pause because we had so much heat dropping that I blew my internet service. So anyways, in this time of not recording, I've had some quite interesting things that go right along with what we're talking about. And I discussed with Dylan just a little bit about how I talked to my cousin, and my cousin is somebody who a lot of things that he go through, it weighs on him a lot. And one of the things I was telling him was just like, cuz it's good to embrace these problems. You take the positives from it and you embrace it, cuz the next time that problem come, you're going to think way more positive about how to maneuver around it. And because you dealt with it, it's not going to be such a big thing no more. Just take it as something you can learn from. And we talked about it a couple times, but now that he's been doing it, and he was just like, thanks, cuz, woo. It made me appreciate it, cuz like I knew now that the way that I think and me sharing this same stuff that I put on this podcast is helping somebody. It was just telling me, like, man, I'm not putting out bullshit. And then on another project I'm working on, I'm not going to go too much into it until everything comes out. But I was just telling them, like, man, just the way we carry our energy, the way that we think, it's a gravitational pull when you really somebody who's a people person. And I was not around somebody, well, around this group, right? And they said one of the key components to finishing this job that the group had to do, they were down, no enthusiasm, a little, you know, just didn't have the energy. And I couldn't tell that because when I arrived, I showed up late. It was the exact opposite. And they told me that when I got the energy changed and it was more joking and more conversations. And this woman, she told me something, man. It is something that it really stuck out to me. And she was like, you got good energy and the positivity that you put out is something that you're going to receive back because you doing it genuinely. And I'm like, man, this the kind of stuff that not necessarily that you want to hear all the time, but it's something that we need to hear randomly just because it's telling you that the things that you're working on is working for you. And it's one thing for us to see it, but it takes a while for others to see it. And I don't really know the person who told me this. We've been around each other two times, maybe converse three or four times. But for them to just see that in all the moments that we have encountered each other, it was just telling me, like, man, the power of your mind truly goes into your actions when you truly believe it. Now, enough of me talking, Dylan. What's some words or advice that you would give to people and who struggles with thinking more positive and have a hard time taking the positives from such bad situations?
Well, I think the most important thing and the first thing to do is just recognize that you are having these bad thoughts, because I think people get so sunk in their negativity that they don't even realize it's negativity at this point. Like, they kind of just think that's life, like that's reality. And
that's a tough one right there. That's a gem right there.
And I say it's the first thing to do, because I think it's the hardest thing to realize. And like for me, for example, like it took a long time and a lot of other people saying it to me for me to actually recognize that, wow, like things actually can be good. You just have to look at things in a different way. So I think having that awareness of your thoughts is the biggest thing, because when you really think about it, I mean, there's some things that are obviously hard to not call negative. Like if you have someone close to you that passes away, it's tough to find a positive angle to it. And like, you obviously can find a positive angle to it, but at the same time, like I'm never going to go up to someone that just told me their, you know, cousin just died or whatever and say, oh, well, you know, there's a positive to it. Like that's not the right way to handle it, but
absolutely.
But almost every other thing in life, like we kind of blow a lot of these small things out of proportion. Like, you know, for example, if you don't get a job you want or something, you know, a lot of people may let that get them really down and really upset. But the way the way you can look at that is, hey, like this job wasn't meant for me. The job that's really meant for me, it's going to make me a lot happier and I'm going to be a lot better suited for. Like, I am now much more available to do that job and it's going to come soon. And not only is this going to help you just kind of move on from the bad, from the, I say bad in quotes, because it's not really bad. It just seems bad in the moment. But it also, again, when you start thinking these things, they actually do start manifesting in the world. Like what you were just talking about, we, like me and you, we look at ourselves in a very like good light. Like we, you know, we love ourselves. We love what we can offer to people. And as you mentioned, not everyone is always going to see that. And the way I kind of look at it is like the world just needs some time to catch up. Right. And these thoughts, again, it takes time, but the more you let the positive thoughts stir around your, in your mind, those are eventually going to start showing up in the physical world. Because again, you've just been manifesting this in your brain and in your mind for so long. But again, on the flip side, it can happen with negative stuff too. And that's why, like the power of the mind, like thinking is very powerful. And so addressing that these negative thoughts are there and that they are, they can be destructive for you and they will be if you let them take over. That's the most important thing. And once you're able to do that, I think shoving some of those positive thoughts in there, that's a good start. And like a way to do that, because again, it's hard when you're first starting out. I think a good way to do it is, I know a lot of people, and I've had success with this too, is just start writing stuff down. Because if you're just, if you're trying to keep everything in your head, it can get hard to control. Like there's so many thoughts flying around. It can be kind of hard to control, especially if you're kind of new at it. And if you're able to start writing stuff down and write some bad things down too, but like write bad and good things down that maybe happened to you in a day or whatever, and write how you feel about it. And this provides like a document for you moving forward where you can look back and say, oh, here's this bad thing that happened to me this day. Here's how it made me feel. Maybe put, you know, how did I handle it or whatever. And then on the flip side, do that with positive things too. Here's something great that happened to me today. Here's how it made me feel. And that's something you can go back to when in the future you have those bad thoughts come back, those bad events. And you can say, hey, like this is how I handled it then. And also right below it, here's a good thing that happens to me that I can look for to bring me back out of it. So I think just having a document of your feelings, and I know it's kind of like it, for some people, it's kind of weird to journal, but again, it's a good way to collect all your thoughts in one place. And I think the easiest thing to do is writing down positive affirmations. And you can do this in any way. Like if you have any insecurities, like let's say you kind of view yourself as a little bit out of shape or something like that, or maybe a little bit too skinny, you know, write down, I love my body the way it is, or, you know, I can improve my body, but I'm okay with it either way, or, you know, whatever you need. If you feel like you're not confident enough, write down, I am confident. Like anything that you want or anything that you're trying to overcome, write down the positive, like where you want to be if you're not there yet, and just constantly read over those things. Because again, the more your mind sees these things, the more it's going to start to show itself in the real world. And it, you know, again, it can sound crazy, because to me at one point it sounded crazy too, that you can just write something down or think about something and it's just eventually going to show itself. But it actually does, but you actually have to put in the work and actually, you know, take that action for it to happen.
Now, I absolutely agree. And what's crazy is when you said we got to actually identify that is what we doing. My mind started racing now. I started just thinking about just simple things we do every day, as in how we got to deal with stuff privately before we make it publicly. And as I started thinking about that part in general, I noticed that a lot of times we don't let anything materialize and marinate before we respond. So we really don't even take the time to deal with it privately before we put something out publicly. And since we already done spoke on it, we go in reverse, and now we thinking about it based off how we already responded to it. And it literally could change everything about how we take one small thing, just because we don't deal with it internally first. And before we do anything, you should think. I remember I used to say all the time, because I actually did this, I spoke without thinking. I say the wrong stuff because I wouldn't think before I spoke. And it was a bad habit of mine, and I did it all the time. So I said a lot of crazy stuff. And now I think because, hey, at the time I thought a lot more negatively too. But now, because I even just think more in a positive light, and now the stuff that I'm saying and doing is not as offensive as it was back then. Now, I probably, it's easy for me to come off and compliment somebody. I remember I used to tell myself one good deed, and that meant one good deed a month. I go out my way and do something for somebody. And I'm like, at the time, I really would remember, I didn't do nothing this week. I didn't do nothing this week. I'm going to do it this week. And I just do it. And then I'm like, I feel weird doing it because I was uncomfortable with doing it. But the more I started doing it, the more natural it became. I started doing it without even realizing. Like, somebody just walked past. Hey, I love your hair. Nice shoes. And it began to just turn into something that I don't think about doing it anymore. It's natural for me to just speak on it because I don't think about what's wrong with a person. I don't think about what's wrong in a situation. If I am go think about something like that, I'm gonna think more positive. How can we make this situation better versus what is wrong here? I need to stay away. Because a lot of times the stuff that we choose to stay away from, it actually may be a calling for us to help. Not every situation, but some. And it's just based off about the way we receive what it is. All based off of the way that we think about that situation in general. And I don't know why, but if I feel like I'm compelled to do certain things now, like just because I know that, like you said, we know who we are. And it's because I know who I am. I be feeling compelled a lot of times to talk to people when they having a bad day. And it's not as in I'm nosy or anything like that. It's just I truly believe I can do something that can help. If it's the smallest little thing of saying you appreciate it, that goes so far. Saying it's okay, you deserve to rest. I was having a conversation with a friend of ours. I'm going to tell you after this, I ain't going to put them on blast, but we was talking and they were like, getting down on themselves because they feel like they are working too much, or they can lose focus because they work so much that it's starting to drain them out. It's hard to keep focus. I wanted to help. I'm like, but I didn't even think about what to say to help. It was just, I just felt compelled to help them because I've been in that place before where I just felt like I was working. And my end goal could get lost, but then it came to me. It's because I remembered my end goal. I regained my focus and I let them know. When you truly are working a lot and you focus on what you're working on, 9 times out of 10, it's because you're working for something. You have a bigger picture than just, I got to work to pay these bills. I got to work because I want to go shopping. I got to work for this. It turns to this thing where we lose focus just because we really don't want to do it. But that's what come with the power of the mind. When you are aware that you have to make these sacrifices, you look at them as momentary sacrifices. Because in the long run, you know what you're going after, and you don't want, you're not working to say, I know I'm gonna have to go through this the rest of my life. No, I'm gonna bust my butt. Because one day when I get that big thing that I'm working towards, these long nights won't be no more. I can appreciate everything as a here. And then your goals change. How can I maintain this? How can I elevate from here? But it all starts with just the way you view the situation, the way you think about these things. But I don't want to keep you too long, my guy. Any last words, anything you want to give to the people?
Well, just going off that, another thing, and wording is very important, how you word things to yourself. And I think another way to get rid of negativity and to just be a little bit more motivated to, whether it's to get stuff done or just to, you know, be a little bit happier and more productive or whatever it may be, is recognize that this life is a blessing. I think that's absolutely where a lot of people go wrong, is a lot of people view the stuff that they do as stuff that they have to do, not stuff they get to do. Like,
absolutely.
That, you know, if you feel like you have to do stuff, you know, if then what's the point? I mean, there's plenty of ways you can exit this world. And if you're going through life feeling like you just have to do stuff, then what's the point? You know, that, and what's the point of living like that? If you feel like getting up every day is a drag, you know, and there was one thing you mentioned on another podcast. I think it may have been your Choices podcast, about how you heard someone say, every day you wake up, you get two things. You get a choice, you get a chance.
Yeah, it was Jay Prince. Jay Prince said it on Drink Champs. Yeah.
I've been thinking about that ever since. And like, I think I was thinking earlier, I think when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to have to tweet that. My little bit of my motivational Twitter, I'm going to have to tweet that, because it's so true. It's like, you, when you wake up, man, like, you get a chance to live life. Like, that's a great thing. But to take advantage of that chance, you got to make good choices, you know?
Absolutely.
You can't sit in bed all day watching Netflix and eating bad food. Like, you're going to be stuck in that negative cycle forever. But you get up and you make the right choices. You start thinking the right things. And it may take time, but eventually those positive actions and those positive thoughts, they're going to start to manifest into this world, into, you know, mm-hmm. positive, you know, people giving back to you.
It becomes some way. You. It becomes exactly. You and your aura is you are going to, what I said at the beginning is the law of attraction.
Exactly. And like, the most important thing to end this with, I think, is like, your mind is a magnet, and whatever, you know, whatever that magnet represents, that's what it's going to attract. So you want to think negatively about life and negatively about other people, you're going to start seeing a lot of bad stuff. And, oh, you're going to say, oh, I'm so unlucky. You know, why is this all happening to me? It's because the way you're thinking. But you don't ask those questions when you're thinking positive. You know why those things are happening to you. Those are good things. And that's just what you gotta recognize, that what you put out in the world, that's what's gonna come back, whether it's good or bad. And it all starts with you and it all ends with you.
Absolutely. Now I can't follow up with nothing like that. But gotta give a shout out to you, Dylan. Man, thanks for coming on. You know, I really value every conversation we have, regardless of what it's about, man. You truly somebody our age that I feel like is gonna make a big difference, not only in just the people that know you personally, but anybody that has been grateful to even be in your presence. Definitely somebody I always promote positive thinking, positive actions. And once again, y'all, go grab that book. I'm telling you, you will not regret getting it. From one young soul to another, by Dylan Hughes, Amazon, $7. Another thing, gotta give a shout out to our network, the Running Hood Podcast Network. Everybody go check it out on all platforms. Time to go ahead, plug it in. What was y'all last episode on the Basketball Power Hour?
Oh, man. I think it was – shoot, I don't even remember now. It's been a few days, but man, I don't even remember. But every pod with me and Alex, man, it gets better and better. And, like, no matter the teams we're talking about, It's all, oh, let's see. It was Knicks, Spurs, Hawks. That's what it was. So, you know, you'll get some rants. Usually the rants come from my side, but it's a fun time, man. And, you know, it's if you like basketball, it's a good place to go.
Yeah, definitely. Then, gotta check out our boy Caleb on Insanity. They about to have a little hiatus right now. They pivoting into NBA conversations. My boy Zach on Circle City Cinema. This for anybody that just loves any films. Zach got such a long list of different films, TV shows that he get into. On the debate show, which is me, Bryce, Caleb coming along, and moderated by Zach, the Battleground. We talked about UFC, different sports topics all the time, debating triple option pass, RG, Devin, college football. They got top offensive draft prospects out right now. Then the newest show to the network, Divine Rhyme with Dylan, and somebody who I hope to get on here soon, our boy Mr. Billy Buckets. Will, tell us a little bit about Divine Rhyme, Dylan.
Yeah, man. So it's a music podcast. Right now we're breaking down J. Cole. And honestly, like, a lot of the stuff you hear on this show and some of the other podcasts that JD does, you know, The goal for me and Will is to take all the life lessons out of this music and kind of talk about it and give our own experiences relating to that stuff. So we're two pods in, and we're both having a blast. And I think that the audience can get a lot out of it too.
Yeah, y'all just did Born Sinner, man, and that's my favorite J. Cole album. Everybody go check it out. Once again, it's your boy. Tune back in. Have a good one.